702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
Right, it's 22 minutes past one. Maybe you've eaten at the Purple Lounge. I'd love to get your thoughts because I was bowled over, completely bowled over. Like I said earlier on, melted, I was undone because the food was just so sublime. And this isn't an offering that we found because we do go out there and try and bring you the best that Johannesburg has to offer. Instead, they got in touch with us. So joining us in studio is Strini and Sean, the two owners of the Purple Lounge and restaurant, which is in Midrand. Guys, men after my own heart. Hey, how big is the smile? Firstly, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I know I gave you a hard time about saying that you're the best curry in Joburg. You actually are.
Thank you so much.
I concede.
The proof is in the eating.
Yes. So what's the story? What's the story behind Purple Lounge?
Well, Purple Lounge is an Indian restaurant, basically cooking Durban Indian curries.
Yes.
It's more South Indian food. And our motto is just the way Amma makes it, which translates into mother's touch.
Yes.
And it's the personal touch that we try to achieve for all our customers that keeps coming back.
Right.
And now we're trying to break more into the catering market. We're doing more of the corporate companies and more events.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we were at the Kailami Estate where we did the Diwali function.
Yes.
There were 16 of us trading on the site and we did cooking on site. Which is the first.
You cooked on-site
at
a festival.
At a festival.
Jeez, you're brave.
I think that's more our signature move, if you want to call it, whereby that we would create the aromas and the atmosphere of the authentic Indian food.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings the hungry bellies to us.
It brings all the bellies to the yard. No, I swear, the food was sublime. Let's talk about what you brought out. We had what I think is going to upset my original samp recipe. The samp and curry dish.
Samp and mutton.
Samp and mutton.
Yes.
Was absolutely fantastic. I think the idea on its own. So there's the samp in the soup with the mutton. And that's all. You just scoop a bowl. And there it is, the best comfort. Samp is a great comfort food.
It's a comfort food,
but
yes.
You've just elevated it by making it this way with this flavorful curry.
That's correct.
So how do you do it? It's on the side and then you put them together.
You put them together and we use breast meat to create that flavor. Remember, Purple Lounge, we dedicate ourselves to only using lamb leg meat.
Okay.
For our lamb curries, in the biryanis as well. So you don't get the rib and the fat and all the oils and all of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a huge difference in our cooking pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So only use that for the samp and mutton and cabbage and mutton where we use breast meat. The balance of it is just lamb leg meat, which we source from United Butchery in Fordsburg.
Yeah.
It's halal meat that we pride ourselves in.
Mm-hmm.
And you get different flavors out of it. And I tend to agree that the halal meat is long way better than the normal ordinary meat.
Right.
But I think because the blood is totally drained out.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a different color and a different texture of the meat.
Right. And it's on the bone.
It's on the bone.
There is something about a curry with meat that's on the bone.
And the bone gives you that flavor, the marrow bone.
Yeah.
That's what we call the marrow bone that gives it the flavor.
Yes.
And then you get customers asking for boneless, which I don't believe makes a big difference.
You're allowed to stand by those principles. Like, no, if you want a curry that's boneless, you can go somewhere else. What we do is curry that's on the bone.
And we pride ourselves for the first place in Joburg that makes build a bunny.
Yes.
Let's talk
about that. You know, taking a bunny chow home can be a soggy experience.
That's true.
A very soggy experience.
And you saw how I presented that. It was two buckies of one with a curry, a 350 ml curry, and another bucket with 200 ml of gravy. Then you got the bread, which is already cut up, and then you get a spoon to toss your meat in.
Yes.
If you go home, you can make your curry hot and pour them into the bunny, and you got a homemade bunny.
Yes.
It's called Build a Bunny. It's not soggy, and you can enjoy it.
It's not soggy. Didn't spend an hour or 30 minutes waiting for you to have it. So I think that's a fantastic idea. You've solved the problem. You've solved the problem. Now, you had the chicken curry as well as the mutton curry that you brought out today. Not to discount everything else, but the mutton curry and the chicken curry on the bone were just incredible. There is one heat. We talked about this earlier. You don't do mild, medium,
and hard.
It's
tasty food.
Yeah.
It's tasty food.
And the seasoning. What is the secret to such like a flavorful curry? What is the secret?
We got spices that especially ground for us. It's done by a company in Newtown.
Mm-hmm.
The spices are sourced from India, Kenya, and the rest of Africa. We get different chilies. You won't get the same sort of chilies all the time.
Right.
So you'll have a different heat all the time. So what we try and do with every new batch of curry, roasted masala we get, we've got to test the curry out first to see what sort of heat it is, so we don't burn. We had an experience where it came out too hot.
Right.
We cannot control the different growing of the chilies.
Yes.
So the blend is very, very crucial in what we do.
Mm. Now, we talked about, as you said, Durban curry. Often you would find outlets where you look at the menu, maybe you don't recognize something you've had before, and you need to find out that it's from South India or North India and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you describe Durban curry if we were to get a sense of how different it is from South or Indian or Northern curries?
Well, if you look at the spice combination, with North Indian curries, they use a lot of coconut milk,
mm-hmm.
cream, they use a korma, all of those type, which we don't.
Right.
It's ours is just basically a straightforward curry.
Mm-hmm. So that's what distinguishes it.
Yes.
And I think we all know what we're talking about. Like if you've had a curry in Durban, you know the difference with the South Indian and North Indian curries. Not to take away from those, but there is a difference. There's no doubt about that.
Also, and also we don't use any colorants like what you would get in Durban.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to most of the bunny places in Durban or curries in Durban, your fingers or your nails become yellow.
Stained, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't get that with us. It's totally different. It's done from the done authentically,
mm-hmm.
put it that way.
Now, when it comes to the biryani, I love biryani because of Kenny Maestri.
Yes.
Kenny Maestri once, when I used to do a weekend breakfast, he once came to work with this huge cake tin size container, Tupperware, of biryani, just for me and my family.
Yeah.
And I felt so spoiled by a colleague. And when I sat down to have that biryani, I just fell in love with biryani. And I must say, yours is also very fragrant.
Yes.
It's a very different dish to the other curries, biryani in general, because of the layers, because of the ingredients that are
and the spices that goes into it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And also I said to you that we use butter, we fry onion into butter.
Butter, yes.
And that makes a huge difference to the flavor.
It just glides.
Yes.
It just glides, all honesty. Now, we've just loved having you here. You do cater. Organizations that need or that you already provide services for some of the biggest corporates in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd bring out the food on a set day based on a particular menu.
Correct.
And even individuals, right?
Yes.
Just explain that model.
I think
we design the menu to whatever you want.
Okay.
So I've got a band of doctors that's on my books, and I've got government corporate departments on my books as well, and corporate companies. We do a lot of work for social housing. The Department of Justice have approached me in Midrand for me to do start catering for them as well. So there's lots of new opportunities that's in the pipeline that's coming up in Midrand. And with Midrand growing at such a rapid rate at the moment.
Yes.
And I think I will do very well.
Yeah. No, you will. I mean, based on what we had today.
We also service current companies, big corporates as well.
Yeah.
And some of them are the private room, Titolino's. So they are, the private room is a company that would do functions and so on.
Yes.
And so we do the Indian part of it when we request it to.
All right. Well, we are in that year-end season.
Exactly.
So this is prime. It's prime time for that. Put your headphones on quickly before we take headlines.
Just one last.
We've got Donovan. Let's take this call from Donovan in Randburg. Hi, Donovan.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Yes. Have you eaten at the Purple Lounge?
I'm so glad you're eating one of my favorite restaurants in Johannesburg. Best Indian food. I live in Randburg, and I travel all the way to Midrand to collect my favorite curry, which is Chait and Gram Dal. Amazing, 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 amazing. And also, you have to try it out. Canned fish curry with boiled eggs and white bread. Amazing.
Wow. I saw some of the specials. There was a crab curry. There were some interesting combinations. So that'll be the next level for me, Donovan. So you love that.
You must try it. It's amazing. Even though it's not only made out of chicken curry and lamb curry and beans.
Yes, yes.
There's so many other varieties. And I'm so glad you tried the stamp and beans. Another one of my favorites.
Right. It's one of the specials. Thank you, Donovan.
Thanks to Sini and his family for cooking amazing food. I love it.
Wonderful. That's Donovan in Randburg. A quick one from you, Strini. We've got to take headlines.
I just want to say that next week on the 5th of November,
yeah.
we're going to do another outside catering at the Country Pub in Kailami. So people in the area want to come and just taste what outside cooking is all about. They'll see it at the
right
best.
There. I actually want to see that. I think you're very bold to do that, very daring to do that. Right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Strini.
Thanks a lot.
It was a pleasure. I think we charmed our colleagues today because we invited them to have lunch with us and they were just as equally bowled over. That's the Purple Lounge on today's Friday Mix.